All right, welcome back, everybody. And if you haven't left us yet, we must be doing something right. DC, did you get a chance to listen to the last pod?
Oh, sure did.
Oh, what did you think?
You know what? A couple of guys sitting down having a chat, and I know we had a live studio audience, which was kind of cool.
Yeah.
You couldn't tell. Not like he was belly laughing or anything, no. But it was like we were talking to him.
Oh, it was great.
And each other, you know.
Like a friendly conversation, just a couple of guys out in the backyard hanging out, and here we are on a beautiful Friday afternoon. I know we're a day late and a dollar short here. You were just getting over a cold here, so how you feeling?
I'm back to about 89%, so hey. This was a quick one. Typical spring, summer cold. It hits you and fades.
You sound like you haven't missed a beat. You're just a natural. That voice can't be bothered. Did you go the old-fashioned way, you know, tea and honey to soothe the throat, or were you more the old-school way with some brandy on the lips there?
Well, a bit of both, but drugstore stuff too, you know.
Just to get it into you. Just
so I get a decent night's sleep with a snootful, and some of that stuff clears you right up, so it works.
I'm glad you're feeling better, and I gotta tell you, sitting next to you is something special. You are just, like I said, a natural. I said last episode I was losing my on-air virginity there. I'm surprised I lost longer than 30 seconds to say. But I know with time here, I'll get better with age like a fine wine. So
just talking. We're just talking.
We're just talking. We're just hanging out on this beautiful Friday afternoon. We actually got quite the setup. We got the U.S. Open going on here in the background. We got some good golf action. Who do we got? We got some highlights playing. I was watching Rory earlier. He's in the clubhouse. He came in his second round there with a 72, so he's sitting at 3 under. I'll be rooting for my guy Brooks there.
They got a beautiful day in North Carolina there.
Oh, it's a tough course. I don't know if you've seen it, but it's a tough, challenging course.
Well, yeah, and it's my understanding that since the last time they played the Open at this course, they've done some radical renovations, and one of the things that I noticed is all the sand, and some of the areas, it looks like a dune on the beach in the Carolinas, and they got that what's that grass?
Wiregrass.
Yeah. That's the stuff that usually anchors the sand down.
Yeah, you don't want to get yourself stuck behind one of those. I know earlier there we were watching Tiger was stuck behind some wiregrass, and it looks like some nasty stuff you don't want to be hitting a golf ball out of.
Oh man, and there, I don't think there was a flat piece of ground through that whole area where he hit his ball.
No.
So it didn't matter where he landed, he was in trouble.
I hope his legs are holding up for him. We need you, Tiger. But with this course being on the East Coast, I know before they've had the U.S. Open on the West Coast, where we've actually been privileged here to get some primetime golf, which isn't half bad because, you know, you can go out and enjoy your weekend and you come out and get out of the sun and cool down and finish the night watching some golf. But with Patrick Cantlay up there, he's leading the tournament right now. With Patrick Cantlay leading the way, being in the final group, that guy is an anchor. He is slow as molasses. So I think we're guaranteed for some primetime golf because at minimum, you're getting a 6-hour round with that guy. It's like watching paint dry. Boring. But so the last couple of weeks there, DC, we've been off the air here. How you been the last couple of weeks?
All right. Trying to stay busy as usual. My schedule is full.
As being a retired guy.
Being a retired guy is busy. Just the weather's been weird, man. I this time of year, I like to be outside and I like to get some stuff done. And some days I just want to hunker down. I don't want to leave the house because we've had halfway through May and into the early part of June. We just haven't had, a stretch of maybe 3 or 4 gorgeous days. Now, we got a beauty today, temperature dropped.
It's been wet and cold. May was a wet and odd month there, but we got a beautiful Friday afternoon, the sunshine. We're out in the back patio here. We got the umbrella over our heads, keeping us protected from the sun. We got the golf on, but with a show, drinks at the turn, I think it's that time.
There it is. Oh, yeah.
Cheers. Cheers, buddy.
Cheers, bud.
No, that's good. You always love hearing that sound.
Hey, you were at the Canadian Open.
I was a couple weeks ago, as we talked about. So Canadian Open was good. Was there with my father-in-law, Doug. So shout out to Doug. Thanks again for tagging along. That course was no joke. Those hills were something. And Doug, 77 years young, he was trekking them hills, and I was walking along with Doug. We got to watch some good golf, and the weather was beautiful. For us, anyways, we were there the Friday, Saturday, so.
Yeah, my boys were there on Sunday.
Yeah, not so good weather. So,
yeah, but you know what? They really enjoyed it. Saw, you know, professional golf tournament. Got some great shots of Rory, which I think was a lot of fun. And they said the hills just murdered.
Oh, they were. And I don't know if you've seen that highlight there, because it was raining on the Sunday there, and unfortunately I wasn't there. Fluff, caddy there, he's almost as old as Doug there. He's got to be somewhere up in his late 70s, early 80s. Fluff, one of the older caddies, he took a spill down one of the hills, unfortunately. Fluff, we hope you're okay. And I missed my moment of fame to be inside the ropes. One lucky fan got to go inside the ropes and caddy for CT Pan there. So yeah, I missed opportunity.
He got his 5 minutes of fame.
That guy certainly did. I don't know, the bib didn't fit him all too well, but I think they quickly found him a substitute. But no, the Canadian Open was good. We saw some good golf. I was following along some of the Canadians there. Wiersey, he was hanging on, but until he couldn't. And I know Doug, being from the London area, we were following a young golfer there, Cam Collette, who's from that way, and he was in it. He was in the tournament there. He had a good front nine, but unfortunately the back nine caught up to him, and he was almost in contention until he wasn't. He missed the cut by a couple strokes, so maybe look forward to seeing him out in the future. But I was following along your guy Corey Connors there. He almost made a charge there to take the championship. Unfortunately, just came up a little short, so we'll see what they can do this weekend at the U.S. Open.
Yep.
From one national championship to the next, we hand it over. But last weekend there, too, we had Britt's birthday. So shout out to my wife, Britt. She had her birthday, 34 years young. I don't know if you're supposed to say your wife's age, so I'll probably get in trouble for this. So, yeah, Britt and I, we went out for her birthday last weekend. We were actually down Windsor way for a wedding. Shout out to our friends Erica and Christian Petroff, the newlyweds. So we were down Windsor way for their wedding and Britt's birthday. We did that glamping out in those outdoor yurts, if you've seen. Place called Lungavita, I think it's called, but it's spelled Lungavita. So living Lungavitae Loca.
That's cool.
If you catch my drift. Yeah. But yeah, it wasn't too bad. So we had a good weekend. We had Britt's birthday and a friends of ours' wedding. We stayed down at Caesars Windsor, where I ended up losing almost all my money. The house definitely won, and I didn't. So here I am just going through people's trash cans, picking up empties.
Licking your wounds.
Yeah, that's right. Back on my feet.
That's why they call it lost wages.
So with the beautiful summer weather coming, we got some summer concerts coming our way. Next week, we got the neighbor cutting the grass. There's another retired guy who's just looking to get her done.
It's a beautiful afternoon,
and
man.
This is the beauty about doing a podcast in the backyard, not in the studio, is all noises are welcome. I think, last episode we had a car rip by. Not too long ago we had the garbage truck going by, but we got Bob next door here cutting the grass. Hey, Bob, we're trying to tape a pod here. But he's just trying to get his 2 minutes of fame. So, no, we got the nice weather coming. We got summer concerts coming our way here in the Sarnia area.
Always a good time in the summer where we are. For years and years and years, it's been a haven for concerts. And used to have this big deal called Bayfest, and it was around for years. Huge acts. And now some other people have picked up the ball. We got Borderfest coming up first.
Blue Water Borderfest. Yep. Brought to you by our friends over at Park Lane Motors there as a title sponsor. So we got some good shows coming our way. Any you're looking forward to next weekend?
Well, the Our Lady Peace / Scott Stapp of Creed. I think that's so hilarious, but they have to do it. And I understand it. Our proximity to the city of Detroit, we're close by, and they got to be careful dual promoting. So, but Our Lady Peace, fantastic band, is still around and still doing a great job. Rain Maida, the lead singer, the guy, he doesn't age. He doesn't get older. He just doesn't seem to get older. And the band's still around, doing a great job. So
we got to be doing what he's doing. I actually got a little tidbit into the Our Lady Peace. My cousins of mine, and actually my uncle, it's my uncle here. His cousin is Chantel Krebiazik. My cousin Larry, or my uncle Larry Krebiazik, his cousin is Chantel Krebiazik, and
married
she's
to
married
Rain Maida,
to the lead singer.
And they have been together for umpteen years. And a story in the entertainment business, usually, you know, entertainers get together, they get married, and find out in the tabloids 2 years later they busted up. They've been going strong for years and years, and I think that's a credit to the both of them. Love and support, you know?
Yeah, they're each other's person, and they keep them together. I think, you know, maybe both coming from that background, it's good that they both have an understanding and respect for each other that, you know, you got to put in the time and effort, just like us. Like, we come on and do this podcast. We're not just a couple of slugs here just plugging in the mics and taping without recording. We wouldn't do that.
No.
It takes work. It takes hard work, dedication. We do our prep work during the week. A lot of emails back and forth say, hey, you ready for this? And obviously,
a couple of beverages doesn't hurt either, you know. So,
yeah, it's all good. But, hey, you know what? We got Border Fest coming up this weekend. I think another act playing there. This is for the younger, well, maybe the 90s kids there. Vanilla Ice, Ice Ice, yep. Baby. I won't be going to see that act at all, because that's basically all I'd...
Well, they've got something for everybody with these shows. And, of course, next month is Revelry.
Yes.
Which is a big thing in our big local public park. Some good shows coming there. Goo Goo Dolls, for crying out loud. They're still a viable band. I saw a YouTube clip of them. A recent clip, and you know what? They barely changed. They still hit those notes and play those songs strong. It's going to be some good shows. And Sarnie has always had good support for these. People from all over Ontario come to these shows.
I'm looking forward to it. Goo Goo Dolls, that's a big show. I'm definitely going to be attending that, getting some tickets, even though I've got my pregnant wife and we'll be... nearing our due date, so honey, just keep the baby in. We got a concert to go to, or at least I do. So just I'd love to see the Goo Goo Dolls. Bush will be there. I think they're the following day. So we got some Machine Head from Bush, Glycerine, Goo Goo Dolls. You got some good tunes. You got all sorts of good, fantastic musicians. Iris, Slide, Let Me Slide Into Your Room. But
and this weekend we got a big event.
We do. It's Father's Day weekend, yep. And we got Rib Fest.
Yep. Always a good time. Been around for years, and I know other communities do Rib Fest, because those rib trucks, they tour. And, you know, they're trying to win awards for their sauces and all that. But the Sarnia Rib Fest has been around for a long, long time, and always a good time down in the park on the river. Just an excellent time and some great food.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that too, Rib Fest. Get me some of that half rack rib combo, pulled pork. Give me the beans and the slaw on the side, and maybe a little bit of mac and cheese, you know.
Stop it, man. Wow.
Making you hungry, eh?
But, baby.
Hey, we got Rib Fest. It's Father's Day weekend too. You got anything going on Father's Day weekend? We mentioned you got three beautiful children. What do you got going on? Going
to get together with the family, just kick back and relax. And my daughter's got a pool. I always say it's my pool in her backyard. But they've been having some trouble getting the water right. But hopefully it's good for the weekend and we can get together, because I hear Sunday is supposed to be a spectacular day.
Oh, beautiful weekend coming up. And, hey, they're having troubles now. It's only Friday. We still got Sunday. We got a couple days there. So miracles can happen. I believe in it. I watched the movie Miracle on 34th Street way back then. So miracles can happen from now until Sunday. We got to get you in the pool. And maybe, you know, you can be the honorary pool guy this summer. Yeah.
The grandkids want to see me do a cannonball.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah. Come on, Grandpa. You got it. You still got it. So get yourself down to Rib Fest. Actually, you know what? I think we were talking earlier about it. What's your kind of bang for your buck down there?
Oh, my go-to has always been, and you know, a rack of ribs is not cheap, and even years ago it wasn't cheap, you know, and I'm sure inflation's caught up with that too. But a great way to go, because you're going for the sauce, get a pulled pork sandwich, because the sauce is on there, and that's what you're there at a Rib Fest for, is to test the sauce, right? You get a pulled pork sandwich with maybe a side of beans and slaw, like you said, and that's the way to go. It's a little cheaper, and you're getting all that good taste and everything, and man, you can go to two or three of those trucks and get a pulled pork sandwich.
You don't have to tell this sandwich twice. I know I'll be getting myself some pulled pork on a hoagie there, and lots of sauce, but you got to be like those veterans. I've learned over the years, because I've done it before. You go, it's a hot summer day, so you wear a light color t-shirt or a white t-shirt. That is not the play. You want to go there in a darker t-shirt, if you're really a veteran, bring yourself a bib.
Oh, no shame, sloppy.
No shame in the game, and extra napkins, because it gets messy.
Oh, yeah. You got that right.
So, speaking of sandwiches, last week there we talked about how I got the name Hoagie, but I heard it through a grapevine through a couple friends that there's a little story behind the name DC, Dave Curtis. So, why don't you get into that and tell us the story about Dave Curtis?
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times back in the dark ages. But, you know, it's a goofy story, but what happened was I got my first full-time radio job. And the boss said, you know what, you should change your name. It's good for your own protection. Not like they were going to be chasing me down the street like the Beatles or something like that. But it's good for, to keep yourself a little security. And also, because I have a bit of an ethnic-sounding name, my real name, it would be easy, the ease of handling. The other guys could say it, people could say it, so get an easier name. So anyway, what happened was I went back to my hometown and found out some friends were having a party. I go over to this house, and while the party's going on, I go into the kitchen to grab a beer out of the fridge, and there's three girls sitting at the kitchen table. And one of the girls had recently found out that she was going to have a baby. So they were talking about baby names. And one girl said, well, if it's a boy, I like the name Kurt. So I'm standing there with my head in the fridge, and I hear this, and I said, Kurt Russell. And this is no kidding. This is exactly what happened. Kurt Russell, actor. He was a kid actor in Disney movies, and he's with Goldie Hawn. He's been an actor for 200 years. Kurt Russell. And then for some reason, I thought of Curtis Mayfield, the lead singer of the group called The Impressions, and great solo artist on his own, fantastic guitar player, great writer. And I thought, Curtis Mayfield, Dave Curtis. So I called up the boss, and he said, yeah, I don't care, sounds good. He wasn't too excited, and he said, yeah, it's easy, it's good, that's good, that's who you are, and that's the rest is history. And you know what, I had that name through a 25-year radio career, then I got into selling cars, and the folks that I worked for were gracious enough to allow me to keep that name, because I think they saw too that I was in the same city, I might be able to sell a car to somebody who recognized me from the old radio days. And you know what, people did. Aren't you the guy that used to be on the radio? And I, holy cow, man, that was years ago. Yeah, that's me. You know.
Well, with a name like Dave Curtis, it's just so natural and it flows. And even today, here you are retired, enjoying life. And I now, I'm at work listening to the radio, and I hear your ads still come on, and I get to say to those people, hey, that's the guy, that's my buddy there on the podcast. Hoagie in D.C. here.
Yeah, I do a commercial for good friends of mine, and I also do some freelance voicing, and so I've kind of kept in it, a little pocket money, case of beer a month,
It's a privilege and an honor to be sitting next to a legend here, as I've said enough. But,
well, talking about legends, how's the golf game, man?
Oh, the golf game, buddy. It's been non-existent. Obviously, last couple weekends, been a little busy here. So getting back out on the course tomorrow with the boys there, looking forward to getting into one. Tonight, we got wine night at the golf course. And
you're golfing early in the morning?
Oh, we got the early time. So,
oh yeah.
But we've got a tournament coming up next month, member guest, which is just almost a drunk fest. So I think we're all going out tonight for some drinks after wine night, showing up to the course early. I told everyone, I said, hey, make sure you're showing up to the course drunk or don't even show up at all. So a little tune up for member guests, but looking forward to getting out there and getting the game sharpened up, because my game's been non-existent. And yeah, I just got to get out there and get the feel back. But, a lot of golfers, golf's a mental game. You know what I mean? It's totally mental. I try to take the mental game right out of it. Like, no need to keep it down and so I can hear myself think. I don't want to hear myself think, because you don't want to know what's going on in my head. Give me the noise. Start up a conversation. Talk while we're on the tee here. Keep it going. And I just... no mentality. Just step up there, grip it and rip it, hit it.
Well, you can mental, you can mental yourself right into a bad round.
Oh, like a pretzel, buddy. It's not good. It's not good at all. But yeah, you just got to step up there, read the putt, little left, right, okay, outside edge, uphill, yeah, tap it in, okay, good to go. Next hole, boys, let's go. Crack a beer, drinks at the turn. But no, that's how I just try to take the mental game right out of the golf. But looking forward to getting back out there with the boys and tune up the game a little bit. I got a few weeks. And speaking of which, I'm getting kind of thirsty here. And
oh, it's that time.
It's that time for our featured drink at the turn. You're still recovering from the Koepka Turbos from 2 weeks ago.
That was something. I'd never had one. I'd heard, but I'd never had one.
It is smooth.
Yep.
So this week, we've actually got special Michelob Seltzers, which you can only get over being in Sarnia here at Border City. We travel often to the States there, Michigan way. So you can only get them in the States right now. I hope we can get them in Canada here, but the feature drink at the turn this week is some Michelob Seltzers. We've got four beautiful flavors here. We got cucumber lime, spicy pineapple, grapefruit melon, and watermelon strawberry. DC, what can I fancy you for?
I'm going with a spicy pineapple.
Oh, spicy pineapple, that sounds
and
great.
And, you know, only in Michigan, but this is going to happen in Ontario, and I'll tell you why. Labatt does Michelob Ultra here in Ontario, or across the country, I'm assuming. They're going to bring these because these seltzer things are a huge market, and they're going to bring this into Ontario. I just know it. You're going to see this happen.
Hey, spicy pineapple for you. I think I'm going to go for a cucumber lime here. So reach in there, grab one.
Yeah, that's all right.
And yeah,
zero sugar.
There it is.
Zero carbs. 80 calories. I'm losing weight just looking at this can here. Holy smokes.
And they're the slim cans. It makes you feel slim, eh? It makes us guys with little hands feel like we got big paws there with the slim can. But, no, losing weight by it's like eating celery, right? I think you lose. It's a negative calorie. So get some of these Michelob Seltzers into you. We'll post it on the website, on our Instagram, sorry. So speaking of which, follow us on Instagram, drinksattheturn.h_DC. And also give us a like, give us a follow, give us a listen on Spotify or Apple Music, Drinks at the Turn.
That's great promo.
Hey, I think so. So
you write that?
I had a guy. I had a guy. But I think we'll catch ourselves in a couple weeks here. We got the Canada Day long weekend coming up in a couple weeks. So we got a
big time here.
Oh, a long weekend episode there where we'll be getting things kicked off. And then I think we got to go an exclusive back-to-back episode the following week, like I said, member guests there. We got to get all our friends. We got to double our studio audience here, triple. Everyone at home, bring a friend. We'll let you know.
And maybe a folding chair.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll be taping the member guest Eve night special episode.
That'll be a gas.
There it is. Drinks at the Turn. Thanks again, DC. Look forward to doing this like always. Cheers.
Cheers.
Let's go.